This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about my outlook for the self-storage industry in 2026. Where it's January 21st, and it has been a long winter so far.
Ain't no fun times when golf is gone. Only boredom every day. Ain't no fun times when golf is gone. And it's always gone too long when summer's gone away.
So I want to give you my outlook on 2026. And I'm reminded back in 1995, when I first got in this self-storage space, I met the acquisition director of a storage trust, which was a REIT back in the 90s. It got bought up by GE Capital, which got bought out by whoever. And I can remember that meeting that acquisition director, and he told me, look, I got to tell you, basically the self-storage business is a very boring business. The most exciting thing we've had in the last 20 years has been climate control. Well, I got to tell you, that is not the case today. The self-storage industry is dynamic, evolving very, very rapidly. And as I look forward into 2026, you got to start with where we were in 2025. Now, if there was a self-storage story of 25, it would have three main points of interest. One was the continued high interest rates. The second would be insurance costs drastically going up, affecting operational costs. Insurance costs are rising because of all of the billion-dollar weather events that are happening due to climate change, regardless of what you may hear or not hear. And rental rates all over the place, primarily due to dynamic pricing. And as 2025 ended, there was some cause for some cautious optimism. First of all, at least for the REITs, occupancy was between 88% and 92% to 93%. And the spreads between asking price or web prices and in-house prices began to narrow for the REITs. Look at this chart from Radius Plus. And new supply has been drastically reduced due to the high interest rates, high cost of material, and labor shortages, probably due in a large degree to our immigration policy right now. However, oversupply still remains an issue, particularly in a lot of our Sunbelt markets. And another area of big concern in 2025 was increased operating expenses, primarily due, again, to insurance and property tax increases. So that's like the backdrop as I turn around and look into 2026. Now, every time I think I've got a handle on what's probably going to come, there's a fast change. So as I wrote this episode, I would have told you that I think the 10-year Treasury bill, which is important, we'll discuss in a minute, but the 10-year Treasury bill in 2026 was going to be between 3.7 and 4.25. However, due to some rhetoric coming out of the executive branch about taking over Greenland, there occurs to be a lot of geopolitical upheaval and concern around the world. And that's just one thing. I had to revise this episode because as I was getting ready to record it, I checked the 10-year Treasury note, as I do almost every day, and it was up 4.26, almost 4.27 at about 2.10 on the 21st of January. Sharp increase. Now, the reason this particular T-bill is important to follow, because the 10-year Treasury note acts like a benchmark for a lot of long-term financing interest rates. And one of the drivers for self-storage is home sales. And as we all know, people tend to be locked into their homes when interest rates are high. They can't, and they've got lower interest rates. It's hard to afford to move. Not to mention the interest rates that we're borrowing for our self-storage projects. Now, my take is interest rates will be a little lower in 2026 than they were in 2025, but I don't see anywhere near the drastic reduction, 3%, that some people in the executive branch are talking about. It may get down to 6%. May. But that's assuming that we have an independent Federal Reserve Board. If we don't have an independent Federal Reserve Board, who knows what's going to happen? If things are how they've been in the past with the Federal Reserve Board, my guess is 6%. And I don't see cap rates moving much either. There may be a little rise in the cap rates, but not much. That makes for us smaller investors buying listed self-storage pretty challenging. So what's critical is if you're a smaller self-storage investor like I am and like a lot of the people I work with, it's critical that we begin to develop the ability to see off-market properties. Literally, in the past 2 years, every self-storage opportunity I've been involved with has been an off-market property, something that wasn't listed. And believe me, they're still out there. Now, in 2026, I think the name of the game for us as operators is going to be income integrity. Now, what I mean by that is use dynamic pricing in markets where it's important, and use dynamic pricing if you need to in lease-up situations. But don't let these algorithms push your rates to a race to the bottom with your competitors. We're going to talk more about that in the upcoming weeks. Now, if you're in a lease-up situation, particularly if you're early on in your lease-up situation, yes, you've got to get some momentum. You've got to get some people in there. I totally get it. But the reality is we don't have to beat our competition on rates alone. Emphasize and sell. Yes, we got to sell. Sell the other benefits that your facility offers. Rates are not the only benefit customers are looking for. That means you got to know what your benefits are, and you got to know what your benefits are in comparison to your competition. And you got to emphasize those benefits along with rates. Now, if you're stabilized or close to stabilized, trust your rate structure. There's more to self-storage than just having the lowest rate. There's more to high occupancy than just having the lowest rate. I think this is what's going to separate smart owners from the herd in 2026. Now, for smaller investors anyway, I also think it's critical that in our buy box that we gravitate towards smaller markets than maybe we've ever considered before. Now, I'm not talking about rural and a farm where somebody slaps up 5,000 square feet in their tobacco field last year. But I'm talking about smaller markets than we may have looked at before. And maybe in different parts of the country than we've looked at before. Sure, we need population and we need some, you know, good median income. But expand your buy box in 2026. I hear a lot of people that I coach and talk to and work with talk about how they want to buy in red states or business-friendly states, and nothing wrong with that. I get that. I've done that for years. As we were building our brands, we were going to the Southeast and Southwest, classically business-friendly states, and we grew a couple portfolios focusing on those parts of the country. A lot of migration down there, but here's the thing, so did everybody else. Sun Belt markets, many of them are grossly overbuilt, and it's going to take a few years to absorb, even with the low supply coming on, to absorb all the square footage that's there. So, just being the contrary that I appear to be, I started focusing where other people weren't looking. So if you develop the ability to be able to have off-market deal flow to look at, I feel very safe in blue states, different parts of the country than I ever looked at before. Why? Well, because we can acquire existing self-storage, particularly if we can do value add plays to that existing self-storage. And believe me, there's a lot of it out there. And we're in, quote, blue states where the barrier of entry is very high. I feel very safe taking over that project, adding some more square footage to already zoned land, and knowing that the high barrier of entry in my trade area, for us, that's a good thing to focus on. So we've been doing a lot of work in the part of the country I never thought I'd be at, and really enjoying it. Now, for our boat and RV, we're still kind of focused on Sunbelt areas because we like the ability to be able to develop it at a little lower cost. And in boat and RV storage, there's not as much competition as there is in self-storage. I do see some good buying opportunities, particularly with off-market deal flow in 2026, but I don't see the floodgates opening. And if we can get interest rates down, the current gap between bid price and ask price, particularly for listed properties, may begin to come down and open up some more acquisition opportunities, but I'm not banking on it. And the good news is, in 2026, the lack of new supply should help absorption rates in markets that are oversupplied, particularly in the Southeast. So I'm cautiously optimistic about self-storage in 2026. I do see some rate increases and some closing of the gap, particularly for the institutional players, between web rates and in-house rates, which makes life easier for everybody. But regardless, we're going to have a good year. I know that due to our size and our mindset, our companies can quickly pivot and react and adjust to whatever comes down the pike. And believe me, who knows what's coming down the pike? And you can too, because odds are you're not that large, or you're not that large yet, and you can pivot and adjust faster than a lot of the big players in the market today. Just be smart, keep up with what's going on. There's a lot of political uncertainty, and that creates opportunities, just like it creates challenges. Take advantage of the opportunities. In 2026, develop the ability to look at off-market deal flow. And it's important to be able to adjust fast to macro and micro changes, what's going on globally, as well as what's going on in your trade area.
Ain't no fun times when golf is gone. Only boredom every day. Ain't no fun time till golf is gone, and it's always gone too long when summer's gone away. Winter time is why golf is gone. Feels like it is gone to stay. Ain't no fun times when golf is gone. No more.
January, as I look out, it's awfully cold where I'm sitting right now.